Hello, it's Father Jim. The Feast of the Annunciation is usually on March the 25th, but that occurs during Easter week. So, it's been transferred to today, Monday, the first chance. So, let's be grateful for this amazing Feast of the Incarnation. Whatever the history of the universe is, 14,000 million years, I don't know. God was waiting to take part as one of us in the great drama of human and divine life. But creation, if he was going to become human, that is, was asked to give God something only creation could give, a body. A body you've given me, O Lord. And there was one lady who was asked on behalf of the whole of history, will you give me a place in your created human world, please? And when the angel asked Our Lady's permission, the whole of creation must have been on tiptoes. What will she say? On behalf of us all, will she consent to give the Lord what only humankind can give? It's humanity. And when we look at the stages of that wonderful dialogue, we notice first of all the courtesy of the messenger sent by God, Gabriel. Now, I've never seen an angel. I hope one day I shall. I believe entirely in the world of spirit. Whether they look like cherubs with paint peeling off their bottoms is another matter. But they are ministers of God, messengers sent. But all of us are messengers sent by God. We should have little labels round our neck with love from God. All of us are sent into the world to be messengers. And the first thing the messenger did was to greet the lady. Hail! Now here is a miracle that all of us can perform. Many times a day. If you treat someone as someone, they become someone. Costs nothing. And a person suddenly thinks, oh, I'm someone. They grow 6 inches. Many people are treated as something, another mouth to feed, another number on the electorate. It is very special when you have the graciousness to treat someone as someone. And the next thing the messenger did was to compliment the lady. You're full of grace. Millions of people in the world are under-complimented. And the secret is, if somebody's feeling ugly and they're told they're beautiful and treated in a beautiful way, they actually become beautiful. But some people have been treated shabbily. They need to be held well and complimented. We're not very good at complimenting people. We tend to take each other for granted. You're full of grace. And every human being is full of grace, God's gratis free love given for starters. We're loved into being. Don't try and get God to love you. The fact you exist is because you're loved already. Our blockage is in allowing ourselves to be loved. Because when we allow ourselves to be loved, we change. We have a growing pain. We have to leave behind the paths we've been used to and go out into the unknown, learn new tricks, new things, make more mistakes because we're learners. So Mary was a little diffident and afraid. So the messenger said, don't be afraid. How do we help people not to be afraid? Well, if I was waiting for Napoleon to attack England back in the early 1800s, I would have had all my guards waiting. And as a galleon got nearer, I realised it only had cauliflowers on it. I'd say to the guards, oh, you can have a coffee break now. Of course, you're always at risk there might be guns underneath the cauliflowers. But the way we are disarmed is when somebody approaches us who couldn't hurt us if he tried. So, sometime, just look at the Madonna and Child. Don't talk to it, just let it speak to you. What religion is there in the world that has a God who comes to us without teeth in his gums? His fingernails aren't long enough to scratch you. He couldn't hurt you if he tried. Or just sit in front of the crucifix. What religion is there in the world that has a God who comes to us harmless? He's the hurt one. Even the risen Christ showed his wounds and said, I'm the hurt one round here. I couldn't hurt anybody. And gradually we'll disarm, not be afraid. It's one of the commandments our Lord was always talking about. Do not be afraid. It's me. Look, Thomas, put your hands in my side. Look at my wounds. I couldn't hurt you. And then comes the invitation. Will you allow me to love you, says the Holy Spirit to Mary. And Mary still needs a little reassurance, so she's told to go on a walk about. Don't hang around your room and fret. Go and see St. Elizabeth. She's 6 months pregnant. That'll make your hair stand on end. And most people in the church who are most depressed are people who sit behind desks, actually. If only they'd go on a walkabout and see the saints that are surrounding us. Heroic, ordinary men and women, quietly getting on in their lives, showing enormous faith and love and commitment to each other. You won't be so afraid then if you go and see the miracles that are happening all round us. And eventually Mary went into a crisis. Yes or no, yes or no. And in faith there's always a crisis. What will she say? And Mary said, Amen. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. And that is the greatest prayer all of us could be given to say. Amen. I consent. Be it done unto me according to your word, Lord. Do with me what you will. Amen.